Okay, so welcome to News Around the World. I'm your host, Hudson, and Michael is your other host. And we're in our studio right now, so it is kind of echoey. And Michael has some news for you.
Alrighty. Israel expanded ground offensively in Lebanon. That is very good, because U.S. is right now cheering and hoping that they will do it, that they will take over that area. I feel bad right now. The captive number is at 100-something. And also, fun fact, did you know that Mount St. Everest grows 1 foot every year? Imagine that would be like in 2,000 years.
It would grow like 2,000 feet by then. That's a lot.
Alrighty, hurricanes. Okay, let's talk about the hurricane. As you guys know, the hurricane that just struck Florida, that is a big hurricane that hit him. So I feel bad for you guys. Just there's another one. I'll tell you how this one was made. The Gulf of Mexico has grown 4 degrees warmer than an average number.
It's supposed to usually be at about 80 to 85 degrees of temperature of water.
And this isn't good for all the fish and the sharks or anything. We might not have much fish left after this one.
No, we will. Yeah, the hurricane that flooded everything. We're just trying to get some control in here, but we are not getting much control at all. If in any case, very little.
And if you were planning on going to Florida next week, I probably would cancel that trip and get a refund right away, because it looks like the new one is going to be hitting Tampa Bay here pretty soon.
Yep. It's right now, it's really picking up speed. It is heading through Fort Myers and through Tampa Bay, it looks like to me. So, right now, if you are right now in Florida, just stay safe.
And I would probably go to, like, Texas somewhere? Or something close where the hurricane will not hit, because it looks like this is going to be a really big hurricane.
It is going to be a very big hurricane. It might reach a Cat 3 on landfall. And here's the tracker. It's going right through Tampa. It looks like Cap Coral is just going to miss it. But Palm Bay, it's going to hit a Cat on landfall. It's going to be in between a Cat 3 and a Cat 2 at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So be prepared for that Wednesday, already. That is tomorrow for our time. And now, as we're talking, we don't really have anything else to talk about.
Well, the MLB playoffs have started about a week ago. And if you are like me and you do not want the Yankees to win because nobody likes the Yankees because they win too much, I would say you should probably root for the Phillies in this one. Or the Padres. Maybe root for the Tigers because they're the underdogs.
I would cheer for the Tigers in this case. I play hockey, so.
I'm a baseball guy.
And now, for your temperatures, we are getting a high in right below Montana. It looks like another high in Minnesota. As for your temps, around Maine area, it's 54 to 59 degrees in Maine. Florida, 85 is the current temp in Florida. Texas, 95s.
And Bismarck. This is a record-setting high for North Dakota. It's going to be 84 degrees here today, which is here Tuesday, October 8th, and that is too hot for October.
That is very warm for October. As we are looking, the jet stream does look like it is going. If you are here in Bismarck, you will probably be able to see some northern lights here. They were out a few nights ago, I think. So, as we're looking around here, right now it looks pretty clear for the forecast right now. I'm going to go into forecast. So forecast, we do not have any storms. Yeah, we do have a low. We have one low storm breaking through. We have some highs around here. So it looks like we do have a nice storm building up over here. And then here, hurricane, there it is. That's the area it's hitting. So I do think it is going to hit Tampa Bay. People in Florida, please do be cautious about this. And if you feel free, please do fly out. It is not a good idea. Okay, 9% of rain. You up around Alaska area, there is a 70% chance of rain. And down in Florida, 76%.
Well, that's all we have for you today. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.